It's been a big week for science, as the 2019 Nobel Prizes for Physics, Chemistry, and Physiology or Medicine have now all been awarded. So let's have a look at who and what won. Firstly, the way cells adapt to changing oxygen levels claimed the first prize for physiology or medicine. William Kaelin Jr., Sir Peter Ratcliffe, and Greg Semenza were all jointly awarded the prize for the research that revealed the mechanism behind one of life's most essential adaptive processes. We've always known for centuries how important oxygen is for life, but thanks to this work, we actually know how varying oxygen levels regulate essential processes. And this isn't just useful for how humans adapt to living altitude, for example, but it's also paved the way for promising new strategies to tackle different diseases, including cancer and anemia. Then, moving on to physics, two very different types of discovery were honored this year, but both gave new perspectives on our place in the universe. The water split between James Peeble, whose work showed us that we have no idea what 95% of the universe is made of, aka dark matter, and Michael Meyer and Didier Queloz, who discovered the first ever exoplanet, aka a planet outside our solar system. Both of the discoveries led to revolutions in their fields. Peeble's work is now the basis of our modern ideas of the universe, and now there have been over 4,000 exoplanets discovered ever since that first one. Moving on to chemistry, last but not least, this winner may now be commonplace, but it's changed our world and potentially saved our future. The lithium-ion battery is lightweight, powerful, and rechargeable, and used globally for portable electronics. The ability to store that energy also means that they're foundation of fossil fuel-free future. A lot of Fs there. Three men are credited for the introduction to this to our world. Stanley Whittingham, who laid the foundations and the first, if unstable and slightly explosive, lithium-ion battery. John Goodenough, who built upon this work, made it a bit more powerful. And finally, Akira Yoshino, who then actually went on to make the first commercially viable lithium-ion battery in 1985. And talking about this, food for thought, you may have noticed that all these winners of 2019 Nobel Prizes are men. Whilst last year both chemistry and physics went to women, it seems there might have been a bit of a blip on their record. Only 20 science Nobel laureates out of roughly 600 have been women since the inception of the prizes. Some may argue that the current winner is a reflection of the science landscape of a few decades ago, when few women were actually in science. However, a study has shown that even when factoring this in, they're still heavily underrepresented. And this doesn't even touch on Western bias, which is obvious from a quick look at the demographics. Whilst the Nobel Prizes are highly respected and influential, do they need to do more to reflect the modern scientific landscape, if they're to remain relevant, if they even are relevant still? And that's all for this week. Thank you very much.